Well, we got lots to get to this hour. Bill O'Reilly will be with us a little later on. We'll go over everything you need to know. Once again, we got to thank them all the time. All the heroes that go to work, not the medical workers, obviously, the cops, the firemen, the truck drivers, the delivery guys, people in the food business, the great heroes, all of you that are working, pharmacists, those of you that make that toilet paper. That's the only reason to go back to work. They got plenty of toilet paper. By the way, you can get it. I know people said so. I've been in a few markets where they have stacks of toilet paper. Gristiti's here in New York. I've seen some in Morton Williams. I've seen some in Balducci. You just got to hunt around. You'll see a huge mountain of toilet paper in some of these stores. Now, it's an off-brand. I don't know what the hell this brand is. It's like one of those generic with the bad label kind of things. But it's not like you're buying a handbag. I mean, you do realize what you do with this stuff. What's the difference what brand it is? Let's say it's not that good. Again, it doesn't have to be that good, so you can get stuff. Joe Bartlett, are you playing golf every day?
No. Just a couple of times a week.
Oh. Around the tri-state area, most country clubs have been allowed to open the golf course. No caddies, no carts.
Right, yep.
Not supposed to touch the flag. Here's the letter to the members from one club. It says, the problem is too many people are playing. They now say you can only play, you can't play 2 days in a row. And apparently all the tee times are booked up. So only one day, and then you have to wait a day before you can play again. The courses are crowded. It's the one thing you can do. And social distance. Do you play with a mask on? I guess you don't have to.
No. Usually, well, lately I've been just playing alone. I don't go out with any partners. You just go out in a cart by yourself, and it's a little boring, but at least you're getting some exercise and you're playing golf.
He plays alone. Still cheats, but he plays alone.
Well, it's easier to cheat when you're alone.
Yeah, and I guess every year, so well, golfers, so I wear a glove. It's this filthy glove that has been in and out of their golf bag 5 million times. More germs, a coronavirus couldn't live on that glove than you guys use. So Stephanie Grisham is the White House press secretary. Did anybody know that?
I don't think she's going to be missed.
Yeah. I don't know what Mark Meadows is, the new chief of staff. It was his decision. He wanted her out. I don't know exactly why. Nothing wrong with it. I just think, they don't need it. You know, there are a number of presidents didn't have a chief of staff. Jimmy Carter didn't have a chief of staff his first few years. John F. Kennedy didn't have a chief of staff. He just had an appointment secretary. A number of times you don't need to have all these people. You know, Roosevelt, FDR, ran World War II out of the White House. Only 50 people worked there in the White House at the time. I think now it's 1,200. So you don't need all these people. A press secretary can be helpful, but it's not necessary. The president is his own press secretary. He's got to cut down the briefings a little. 2.5 hours is ridiculous. Again, I think he's just being competitive with Cuomo. Cuomo can do an hour. Watch this. I'll do 2.5 hours. Cuomo can ramble and tell stories. I'll tell stories. So, it's just getting a little out of hand. You got to keep an eye on this Fauci character. He's a nice guy. He's lovable. He's cute. He's not always right. He's been wrong on a lot of stuff here. And check out my Twitter. It's Mark Simone, NY at Twitter. I got this video up on Twitter. Yesterday, as it's all over and they're leaving, he makes sure he leaves last. And fake news Jonathan Carl gives Fauci a little salute. Watch the video. Fauci gives fake news Jonathan Carl a little thumbs up quietly. They're signaling to each other. What the hell's that all about? Not a good sign. But pay close attention to Dr. Deborah Birx. She's the smartest of all of them. Knows her stuff. Poor granddaughter was very sick with a huge fever. It's not coronavirus, but she was very worried about her, and she couldn't go see her. She can't go into a house where anybody's sick. Can't go to her own house because she's got to stay healthy because she's, unlike Fauci, she's actually leading this effort. Boris Johnson, British prime minister, looks like he's, he went into intensive care. Looks like he's on oxygen. They say not a ventilator, but he's on oxygen. They will have to get him this hydroxychloroquine and all that stuff. That's what will save him. In every case, don't listen to Fauci with its anecdotal. Thousands and thousands of cases. There are massive case studies. It's working. It works every time. It saves lives. It keeps you off the ventilator. Joe Bartlett, when do you think we'll be back to normal? I mean, I don't mean back out going to work, but where we, like 9/11, there comes a time where everybody just forgot about it. Nobody even remembers.
I think it's probably going to be a slow return to normal. You got to think maybe by the end of the month, there's going to be a little easing of where you can go and when you can shop. But I would say it's going to be June before anything resembles normal.
Yeah. But I'm talking about normal, where you don't even think about it. You don't even remember. Oh. You look back, you think, well, were we in quarantine? Like a week? That was it. You know, like 9/11. We were so frightened for a year. You're afraid to walk by a landmark. You're afraid to go over a bridge. But you can't even remember that now, right?
That's true. But I got to think that's months away.
Yeah. Now, we will get back total normal mentally. I just want to point out something. All through the 9/11 period, there were two things that were said. Nobody will ever live downtown again anywhere near the World Trade Center. Nobody will ever live there ever again. Well, I hate to break it to you. Within a couple of years, it was the hottest neighborhood in Manhattan. It's still one of the hot neighborhoods in Manhattan. The other thing they said is nobody's going to live at the top of one of those big towers anymore. Well, if you notice, they now build these 100-story apartment buildings. There's like 10 of them have sprung up, and the apartments sell for hundreds of millions of dollars. So,
I think the difference is with 9/11, you know, there was an attack. It was horrific, but, you know, it was over. This thing, I don't know when it's going to be over.
Wait, but see, you don't remember. Everybody forgot. It was over, but everybody thought there were more attacks coming. Yeah. Remember, you kept hearing there was a bioterrorist attack, the nuclear waste attack. Remember, we kept hearing there was three nuclear devices they'd hidden in Manhattan that were going to. Yeah, so you forget all that stuff. For the rest of your life, even after this is all forgotten about, for the rest of your life, whenever you see Andrew Cuomo, what's the first thing you're going to think? Ventilators. That's all this guy is. I need more ventilators. Every time you say hello, I've got to have 30,000 ventilators. And the president turns out to be absolutely right. He said from the beginning, I'm not sending you 30,000 ventilators. I'll send you 1,000 a week. That's all you're going to need. I'm not letting you stockpile them. But every press conference for an hour, ventilators, I need ventilators. You don't have enough ventilators. So calm down with the ventilators. First of all, the hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak are working, keeping people off ventilators. By the way, that's the reason they never needed 30,000 ventilators. These drugs save lives, keep people off those. The ventilators, 30,000. The pills are about $1.50, so it's a lot easier this way. The other thing is, you watch the briefing every day. The president keeps talking about, got to get back to work. We got to get you out of your house. We got to get you back to work. We got to put the country back to normal. We're not meant to stay in. Like, he keeps saying that every day, getting criticism for it too. But you notice these Democratic officials, Cuomo, de Blasio, Gavin, they never mention this. It doesn't occur to them that this is something people want to hear.
Yeah, right. This is good for them. This is their campaign.
Yeah, that's the real agenda. They know once you're back to work, you're not going to watch an hour of Andrew Cuomo. I need ventilators. You're not going to be watching that anymore. So this is their moment. It first of all, it lets them get, when they do a briefing, it's on all like 9 networks. You're stuck in your house. You're forced to watch. When this is over, you're not going to ever look at them again. You're going to say, every time you see Cuomo, enough with the ventilators, stop. But the president, these other politicians don't realize that really strikes a chord with people. That's all they want to know. When can I get out of my house? When can I get my livelihood back? You got to keep mentioning that. And it's fascinating. It would never occur to de Blasio to mention this. It would never occur to Cuomo to mention this, but you got to get you back to work. And they'll do it in stages. Now, the good news is we've had like a 20% drop in numbers for the last couple of days. Numbers are dropping. You got to see more than 2 days. You need 3, 4, 5 days to see a trend. But it looks like, I'm just talking about New York City. It looks like we've turned a corner. Unfortunately, Connecticut, Long Island, New Jersey, you're lagging behind. And Long Island, not looking great. You're up to about 30,000 cases in Long Island. Suffolk County, which shouldn't be an epicenter. Even Deborah Birx yesterday called it an epicenter. Suffolk is getting a little out of control. You got almost 16,000 cases. Islip, you got 4,000 cases. Brookhaven, you got 2,500. Babylon, you got 2,400. Huntington, you got a couple thousand cases. The Hamptons has 300 cases. So it's still spreading out there. This is a couple of things. One, New Yorkers all running to the Hamptons. Nassau's got problems. Nassau and parts of Suffolk, a lot of New York City commuters. That's the problem. Babylon, Islip, you got the New Yorkers there. You got a lot of people going out there. So you got to be careful in Long Island. Hey, if you're, I guess here in New York, we're totally paranoid. We come home, we wash our hands five times. We Lysol wipe the doorknob. Do you, Joe Bartlett, do people do that in South Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. You go into a supermarket, they've got this disinfectant. The guy wipes the cart for you before you even go in.
Now, let me point out, this is very important. Don't forget about your phone. In every test of everything through the years, your phone has more germs than anything. So you come home and you wash your hands like crazy, but you forget that while you were out, your fingers were all over your phone, and that's the phone you're going to push up against your face. So when you get home, wash your hands, everything. You got to clean the phone. Lysol wipe, whatever. Hey, by the way, soap and water is more effective than anything against coronavirus. You can use soap and water. It works better than Purell. But remember, keep cleaning your phone off. Now, what do you do when you eat a banana? Are you nervous about touching the outside? Some people.
Why? Why would you be? You're going to throw it away.
Well, no, but when you touch the peel, like some people are so crazy, they unpeel it, put the banana on a plate, throw the peel away, then wash their hands. The inside, the banana, obviously not a problem. Well, you get crazy with this. Now, here's the thing. If you go to the supermarket, you know, you can wipe the cart. When you go to the supermarket, you're going to get it all over your hands. That's fine. No problem. Just when you come home, wash your hands like crazy. Anything that you can leave out for 24 hours, do it. You get a cardboard box from Amazon. Don't touch it for 24 hours. And the virus is gone. It's that simple. A lot of people were online shopping to begin with, but because of this, more and more and more people who didn't bother with online shopping are now doing it and figuring out how to do it and liking it. Online shopping is up 250%. That's a lot. 250% increase. Because of the coronavirus, a lot of things are closed. If you're closed, not as much reason to advertise. So commercials, advertising is down. NBC, a lot of networks have reduced commercial time. You notice on this show, we don't seem to be following that trend here, but it's the number one show. We're the most listened to talk station on earth. You'll notice our breaks are still there, but NBC cutting back. That's a big problem because when you're running a drama or a sitcom, you know, they made this, you know, a situation comedy used to be like 27 minutes. And then in the 50s, by the 70s, they were making them 23 minutes to leave time for the commercials. In recent years, a situation comedy is 16 minutes. That's how many commercials there are. So I don't know what they're filling the time with. This also means more Rachel Maddow. All right. The good news is it looks like we're turning the corner here. Italy has turned the corner. A few other countries. Things are looking good. When will you be able to go back to work? I don't know. It's going to happen in stages. First, they'll look to people who have had the virus and recovered. It's assumed, not 100%, but it's assumed they're probably more immune. They'll be the first back to work. Probably people under 30 can go back to work. They'll tell companies you can have 10% of your employees, but space them out. Then it'll be 20%. It'll be a gradual back to work. It may open up certain businesses, you know, certain things that's killing people. No nail salon, no hairdresser. So I don't know. They may allow that kind of stuff to go back to work. So, and as far as hospital space, governor says we're reaching the plateau in the number of hospitalizations. The biggest single day increase in deaths. That's the last number you want to look at as far as a trend. Deaths, horrifying number, but that's a lagging indicator. The death number, that's who had it 2 weeks ago and has finally died from it. So what you want to look at is the number of new cases, number of hospitalizations. That's down right now. Hey, check out the webpage. We got a lot of great stuff up there today. If it's starting to get to you, really get to you, how do we get through this? How do you cope with this mentally? This is the perfect guy to ask. Watch this video up on the webpage. He's an ex-mob boss. He was sent to prison for years. At one point, they put him in solitary confinement for a year and a half. How did he get through it mentally? What are the tips that make it easier to get through that. What do you do? What do you not do? Watch this video. It's really good. It'll help you a lot. Hey, also, the whole cast of Hamilton got together this week, all in their living rooms. They all did it on Zoom. But the whole cast got together and sang a new version of the title song. So if you love Hamilton, it's up on the webpage. And what will it look like when you get out of quarantine? Well, take a look at this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. I just had to get something off my chest. You know, my wife's been a hospital worker, a nurse in New York for almost 20 years. And Mark, for the last 20 years, she comes home every night and tells me how they're understaffed, they're overworked, hospitals are wasting millions of dollars a year on operations, the executives get raises and raises. So, you know, when Cuomo comes on and talks about being prepared, the hospital system in New York has been in a shambles. Ask any New York City nurse.
Oh, yeah. No, it's,
what the condition is. So him coming on and blaming, oh, we need this, we need that. The blood is on his hands for this. People are not listening to his orders to stay home. And now he wants to get aggressive with people who are not social distancing. But, of course, other crimes he doesn't care about.
So yeah. Well, listen, it's not just Cuomo. It's all these politicians, all these hospitals. Great call, Kevin. Thanks for calling. All of these hospitals have been a disaster long before coronavirus. This just showcases how poorly set up these hospitals are. Never enough beds, never prepared for an emergency. They've already got infections running through a lot of these hospitals. More and more people, you hear about this over the last 10 years, they go into the hospital for whatever they need to get done, and in the process get an infection that just destroys them. Takes forever to all kinds of stuff to get rid of the infection. I know a few people have died from these infections. So these hospitals are a disaster. The mayor, other politicians have been closing our hospitals over the last few years. That's why we have such a shortage and can't handle this. You got the 2015 task force report here in New York that told the state government, legislature, governor, you need 16,000 more ventilators. You should order them. It's $600 million. The governor, Albany, the legislature, they decided not to order them. And that's part of the problem here. Let's go. Hey, one of the heroic professions right now, the truck drivers bringing stuff in. Let's go to Johnny, who's driving a truck. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm okay, Mark, but I want to find out when I can see my daughter again. I'm in the city 5 days or so a week. Nassau, Suffolk County. I don't want to expose her to anything. I might have been exposed to her. And I want to know, when am I going to be able to see her?
Well, hopefully in a couple of weeks. Hey, Johnny, what's in the back of that truck? I hope it's toilet paper.
Well, I got gloves. I got, sometimes I'm out of masks, but I got gloves, gowns, medical supplies, stuff that people really need.
No, all right. See, here's one of our heroes delivering that stuff. Now, you guys need to stop along the way, use the bathroom, get something to eat. That must be tough now, right?
Well, I got a 32-ounce Gatorade bottle for the first situation. The other one I take care of before I hit the road. But it is tough finding something to eat, so I've been carrying a lot of stuff with me.
That's one reason the McDonald's has been trying to keep their places open along the way. But great work, Johnny. You're one of our heroes. Thanks for checking in with us. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Long Island. A lot of cases out there. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Mark. A couple of weeks back, there was some mention of the blood pressure medication, Losartan, that might help you resist this disease. Have you heard anything about it since?
Yeah, good question, Joe. Thanks for calling. Yeah, the doctors, all doctors, are treating patients, hydroxychloroquine, a Z-Pack, together it works. Some doctors are mixing in a little Crestor, Lipitor, Crestor, that medicine seems to help. Now, this is not something you do yourself, and you got to know your whole medical story. A doctor can't put everybody on this stuff. He's got to know your heart condition, your what other medications you're taking. Otherwise, it could do damage. But it's having great results. They're throwing in mega doses of vitamin C. A couple of things I've heard from all these doctors about coronavirus. You're going to have problems if you're overweight. The more overweight you are, the more problems you can have with this. Blood pressure is a factor. High blood pressure, you're going to have more problems with coronavirus. But as long as you're on medication and it's under control, you don't have to worry. So make sure your blood pressure, you're taking your medication, it's under control. Be the right weight. That helps a lot. Certain blood types get hit a little harder than others. Men seem to get hit a little harder than women. I don't know why. Let's go to Andrew, who's calling from Stanhope. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Mark? Not Mario Cuomo or Andrew Cuomo, but Chris Cuomo. Do you think he's faking having the virus just to get more viewers and see if people tune in to see how he
looks? I don't think he would do that. But thanks for calling, Andrew. I don't think he would do that. But he is quite the drama queen normally. If you watch him, follow his Instagram, all that, so he's quite the drama queen. Everything he does is over the top, dramatic. Everybody goes to a gym and works out. But you see his videos, on his regular videos on Instagram. When he goes to the gym, it's like a Rocky movie. When even the videos of him in his office, it's like, again, he's a drama queen. So when he comes on the air and tells these unbelievable horror stories of the coronavirus, he was shaking so hard he chipped it too. I haven't heard that from any other patient. So he may be playing it up a little. He may be embellishing it a little. Yesterday's video was about how he had to fight the virus. You couldn't just lie there. You had to fight and stand up. And he had to be, he said, it's not like I'm on a Rocky movie, but I had to fight this out of my lung. Again, a bit of a drama queen. So, anyway, we got lots to get. Oh, by the way, Joe Bartlett, you're a Tiger King fan, right?
Yes.
This, I don't know how the hell this happened. This became the number one quarantine show, Tiger King. It's a documentary. What's it on, Netflix?
Yes, I think it is. Yeah.
All right. It's so big, so popular. They're now ordered a new season of Tiger King. I don't know how fast they can get this up. It's hard to do any production. It's That's a documentary. Good. I have a feeling the new season is footage that was lying on the floor in the cutting room from last year. So, but they're apparently going to do some new stuff in there, so you'll see that. Hey, when we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. He's been doing great coverage of this. Bill O'Reilly coming up next on 710 WOR. Let's get all the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Mark, Governor Cuomo projecting the state is reaching a plateau on the number of hospitals, but he says the state did see the biggest single-day increase in the number of deaths, pushing the total up to nearly 5,500. That's about half of the number for the entire country. Governor also calling on police to crack down on people not observing social distancing guidelines. He's increased the fine from $500 to $1,000. Mayor de Blasio says fewer people are showing up at the hospital in need of a ventilator. He calls it meaningful progress in the battle against coronavirus, saying it gives the city more time to get more ventilators. The naval ship Comfort now treating coronavirus patients. It was previously treating just non-coronavirus patients, but the demand for the hospital beds wasn't there. The next update at noon, breaking news at once, and start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm Joe Bartlett on 710 WOR.
A bump up in the rain chances here through the night tonight, but a mix of clouds and sunshine here for the afternoon. 65 today. Showers expected through the night tonight. Lows tonight near 50. Rain in the morning tomorrow with clouds for the afternoon at 58. Rain likely Thursday, 53. A mix of clouds and sunshine on Friday. Friday's high near 50. Partly cloudy this hour, 58 WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly has been doing some of the best coverage throughout this crisis. You can watch his TV show every night at 7. You can get his column, his message of the day. New book out, Killing Crazy Horse. He's the best-selling nonfiction author of all time. Also the book on Trump, The United States of Trump, the best ever written on Donald Trump. You can get everything by just going to BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing? Nope. Do we lose him? Bill O'Reilly, are you there? Oh, we lost him. Okay, we'll get him back. But he's really been doing some great work throughout all of this. And the TV show is every night at 7. But if you become a premium member, you can watch it at any time. So go there and just sign up, BillO'Reilly.com. Looks like the numbers are getting a little better here in New York. It's been a couple of days of good numbers, dropping the rate. You just need to keep that up for 3 or 4 days. Oh, hey, we got Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
I'm okay. We're cruising along here out on Long Island, so we're all right. How about you? How you feeling?
Good. Hey, Long Island, we're great here, but Long Island, numbers are rising. Deborah Birx even described it as an epicenter last night, especially Suffolk County.
Yeah, it goes town to town, and it's almost like New York City. Certain areas where people did not get the memo quickly, mostly their fault, they don't pay attention. Those areas have a lot. But people who do consume the news and listen to you and me and others, the toll is much lower. So it's not across the board out here.
Yeah. Hey, nobody knows the brain of Donald Trump better than you. These long, rambling briefings. Do you think he's been watching Cuomo and his success with the briefings, and that's got him being a little competitive now, trying to outdo Cuomo with the briefings?
Yeah, I think it's a mistake for Donald Trump to do what he's doing. He's reached critical mass. People are getting tired of it. And he's losing focus. He himself is losing focus. He's going into the areas of speculation. You don't want to do that. You know, one of the reasons that BillO'Reilly.com has been so successful, and we had a nice write-up by Cindy Adams today in the New York Post, is because I don't do speculation at all. He's doing speculation on a fatal disease. You got to stop that. Only the facts, and keep it pithy. Remember my old phrase, yeah. Keep it pithy? I actually wrote a book entitled Keep It Pithy. But he isn't. He's rambling, and that's going to hurt him.
So is it just a partisan thing? Cuomo, obviously, he gives you the facts, but then he rambles for 40 minutes. Is it just because he's a Democrat that's okay with the media?
I don't think people are paying that much attention to Cuomo vis-a-vis President Trump, even though the networks and cables are giving Cuomo a lot of air. I think most Americans are dialing into the president. So, yeah, there is a little bit of rivalry, and Donald Trump believes that his high media profile has served him well throughout his life. But now it's a different situation, and he'd be much wiser to be more disciplined. Let Cuomo do what Cuomo does. Yeah. If he has a beef with Cuomo, fine. You know, state the beef. But Cuomo's a governor of New York. He's the president of the United States. A big difference.
Now, Cuomo is red hot right now. He's a rock star at this moment. This is not going to last forever. Do you think he's thinking, if I'm ever going to run for president, I got to do it this time? I won't be this hot in 4 years?
I think he can do it in 4 years. So he's laying the groundwork for the four-year from now run. However, if Joe Biden continues to falter, then the Democrats are going to have to go to someone else. So Cuomo has vaulted himself into the first position. He's bypassed anybody else in the Democratic Party. So if Biden doesn't make it, as we discussed on your show last week, if his wife says, look, he's just not up to it, because that's the key. She would have to do that. Then certainly Governor Cuomo would be considered.
Hey, Joe Biden, every day, in every appearance, you can cut out a minute or two where it's just gibberish and you can't tell what he's saying. Just based on that, how could you be president? I mean, clearly something's wrong.
Well, they're
going to
keep him away. You know, they don't want to – they know, they being – his family, his friends, and the poobahs in the Democratic Party. There's nobody, and I know this to be a fact, no one feels comfortable with Joe Biden in the public arena now. No one. He can't speak. I wrote a book called Killing Reagan. And after Reagan was nearly murdered, his mental acuity declined. Now, he had more good days than bad days. But on his bad days, it was a problem. And when I wrote the book, massive bestseller, but the Reaganites, the people who adore him, they challenged that. And I looked at them and I said, this is on the record. When you reach a certain age and you get a trauma, now Biden hasn't gotten a trauma physically, but certainly emotionally he has. I mean, his son, he's got to be very upset about that.
Yeah.
So when you reach a certain age, you know, your mental acuity is going to decline, and Biden's has dramatically, and everyone knows it. Now, you ask, how can he be president? He's going to surround himself with a lot of Obama people, a lot of people who know, you know, and he'll be a figurehead if he wins. He's not going to be a policy guy. He's not going to be a guy who's driving the train.
Yeah. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, nobody knows the media better than you. Could you explain Tiger King? How the hell did this become so popular?
Well, I had to watch it last night. I had to because people were annoying me with, okay, you got to get in on this. So I watched the first one, and that's the one I'm in when I was anchoring Inside Edition. And I understand it. I get it. It's a mystery. Did the woman kill her husband? Is this guy going to get the woman who allegedly killed her husband? It's low rent people, and Americans have a fascination with low rent people, right? Don't they?
Real housewives, yeah.
Yeah, they. I mean, the lower rent you are, the more TV time you're going to get. And then you got big tigers and lions running around. So to me, it's Tarzan meets the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, this is great, right? I won't watch any more of it.
Well, how come, like, you go back to the 80s, everybody wanted to watch Millionaires. Dynasty was popular. Dallas was popular. Now we want to watch these low-rent people. What is that all about?
You know, I don't know the fascination. I like people to have teeth. I think that's a good thing. You know, when the people don't have teeth, they get a little nervous. I don't know what the fascination is. It doesn't fascinate me. I don't care about the guy with the 18 rings, his hair dyed 16 colors with tattoos. I don't care what he does. I don't care where he is. I don't care what he says. I like the lions and the tigers. They're nice. But, you know, Joe Exotic, no. In fact, if he came on Halloween, I'd give him a Snickers, but then I say, you know, that's enough.
Okay, that's a pretty good review of it.
Thank you.
Bill O'Reilly, you can watch every night at 7 o'clock. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. You can see the TV show, get the column, get the books. What are you going to be doing tonight?
Well, I think the lead story tonight is the growing confusion on the part of the federal government. Their message is muddled. And I have, as my guest tonight, the Washington correspondent for OANN, is that it? One America News Network?
Yeah.
Who was booted out. They threw her out of there, the other elite correspondents, and now she's back. So I think that'll be an interesting interview about why they hate her so much and want to get rid of her. This is the other press people. Trump loves her because OANN is a Trump favorable network.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have her on. But I think the message that the federal government is putting out now is getting a little confused. And that's not a good thing for all Americans. They need to tighten that up.
He's got to stop calling on Jim Acosta or Jonathan Carl because it's the same gotcha question.
The whole thing is getting very belabored. Everyone knows that the press is not there to get information. It's there to make them look bad. We all know it. We all have it. You know, why do we want to do this merry-go-round every day? If you want to do that, bring in Bill Murray. We'll act out Groundhog's Day, but that's what it is. All right? You're absolutely right. Why are we doing this?
What about my idea? Just get rid of the press. Bring in real people, nurses, teachers, doctors. Let them ask questions.
That'd be good. I don't think you can do that on a regular basis. I mean, you have to have some level of expertise, and the folks really don't. But, you know, when you think about it, the reporters don't know anything these days. Their frame of reference is terrible, and they're ordered, as I told you many, many times, they're ordered to make them look bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you work for CNN and you're not trying to make President Trump look bad, you're not going to be on the beat. They'll take you off, and they'll put on somebody who's going to make him look bad. That's what they want to do. Yeah. AT&T. You know, it's a shame, but that's what's happening.
Well, if you want to see a great show, Bill O'Reilly, every night, 7 o'clock. You can read his column. You can get his books, your message of the day. You go to BillO'Reilly.com. Actually, when you become a member, you could see the show at any time, right?
Anytime, that's right. And as Cindy Adams pointed out, in the last 3 weeks, we've had 4.5 million page views on BillO'Reilly.com, Mark. That's unprecedented. Wow. It's never happened in the whole world on an independent website. I run that website. I don't have any corporate masters. 4.5 million page views in less than 3 weeks.
Well, everybody should join the club, BillO'Reilly.com. Just go there, sign up, become a member, BillO'Reilly.com. You can get the TV show, the column, the message of the day, the books, everything at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
All right, stay safe, Mark. We'll talk soon. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Take care. Also, everybody, check out the webpage. We got a lot of good stuff up there today. How do you get through this? It's tough. I mean, how long have you been at home now? A couple of weeks? You got a couple more weeks probably? How do you stay in? How do you just sit at home? How do you get through this mentally? Well, this is the best video I've seen on this. This is an ex-mob boss. He was sent to prison for years, and for like a year and a half, he was in solitary confinement. He gives you some great advice on what to do mentally to cope with it, how to get through it, how to keep your sanity, how to get things done. He tells you what to do, what not to do. It's a great video. We got that up on the webpage. Also, if you love Hamilton, the whole cast got together this week. Online, digitally, but they're all together on Zoom, and they perform the title song. So here's a brand new performance of Hamilton you can watch online. So when you get out of quarantine, what will it look like? Take a look at this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Yeah, the good news, the numbers are coming down a little. Now, this is a couple of days. You want to have 4 days at least before you can declare it a real trend. But we've had a couple of down days as far as increase, the rate of increase, the hospitalizations, all that stuff. Death numbers look horrible. But remember, death numbers, that's a lagging indicator. Death numbers, that's who got the coronavirus a couple of weeks ago. New cases, new hospitalizations, that's the number you want to watch, and it's coming down a little. So we may be turning the corner. That's the good news. Let's see. The breaking news, Stephanie Grisham, the White House press secretary, she's not been fired. The first report was she's been fired. She's switching jobs. She will now become chief of staff for the first lady. So she'll do that. The new press secretary, this is Mark Meadows, new chief of staff, doing this. The new press secretary will be Kayleigh McEnany. She's been a spokesman for the Trump campaign. She was an RNC spokesperson. She did a lot of Fox News appearances. She'll get attacked for that. But she was a CNN contributor for a couple of years. So I don't know how CNN will attack her when she's worked there. So that's a couple of changes. Stock market doing well. We've had a couple of up days in a row. This is very good. This is again, turning the corner. It looks like things are under control. There's more deaths, all that coming, but it's under control. Even the Saudis bought a stake in Carnival Cruise Line. So, it just shows people are getting optimistic. We're out of time. Rush is next. Sean Hannity, 3 to 6, then Buck Sexton at 6. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. You can also listen to the show anytime you want on the podcast, on our website or wherever you get your podcast. So stay safe. Have a good day. It's a beautiful day outside. Get some air. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 on 710 WOR.